Hey everybody, welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I'm your host, Carson Phillips, here with the shirtless Daniel Garza.
Shortless too, but you can't see that side.
Yep. And today we got a very fun, this is a continuation of our 31 Nights of Halloween, and we're going to be covering it's a modern classic film called Orphan. And yeah, Daniel, do you want to go ahead and jump in with the log line there? Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, I got it. A husband and wife who recently lost their baby adopt a 9-year-old girl who is not nearly as innocent as she appears.
Ooh.
Okay, guys, this movie came out in 2009. So it's pretty.
Yeah, 2009.
It's an old one, but still a great cast.
I mean, I remember seeing this as a kid and being scared out of my mind.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember when I watched this. I think I watched this with my brother, and I was just like so perplexed by the actual twist in this movie that
you didn't get it.
No, I got it, but I was just like, what? This was a mind blowing twist.
No, the twist I did not see coming. I actually made Alyssa watch this with me for the podcast. God.
Yeah.
And she was like, I kept telling her, like, there's a crazy twist, and she was trying to figure it out the whole time. And when it happened, she's like, that's so disgusting.
Yeah, it really is. If you have seen this movie, then you can keep listening. If you have not seen this movie and you want to watch it, pause this podcast.
Paramount
go watch
Plus.
The movie. Go watch it on Paramount Plus or... No, never mind. Go watch it on Paramount Plus.
Don't illegally download it.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
We are against that.
Support and then, the industry that Daniel and I are begging to be a part of.
We're clawing our way to. And now you have reached the point where there are going to be spoilers through the rest of the podcast. Here we go.
And you really need to watch it. I think this is, most people can handle this kind of scary, I would say. So you should just go watch it.
This is easy. It's an easy movie that's like, it's a good twist. It's not too crazy. It's got some craziness in it, though, that's a little unsettling.
There's some unsettling stuff, yeah.
And it's dark. Like, it's really dark. I mean, the first scene is the nightmare scene. So, okay, guys, we have, what is her name? Vera Farmiga?
Who?
The main actress. Vera? Vera?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, so I don't know how we pronounce this.
She shows up in a lot of horror films. You've seen her in, The Conjuring. She's been in a lot. She was in one of the Godzilla films recently.
The mother of horror films right now.
Oh, she's also in the new Hawkeye show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's a great actress. I like her. And she's very young in this film, so you can tell she took it early on in her career. But But she's really great in this movie. It starts off with this really kind of traumatizing, birth scene.
Stillbirth, right?
Yeah, she has a miscarriage in it, but like the baby is so, I don't know, it's pretty demented.
Yeah, so we kind of get this stillbirth scene. It's like a nightmare of her remembering the past, an event that happened to her. And so clearly there's some trauma around her losing this child. She does have two other children, but I believe she kind of has like this hole in her heart and wants to adopt another child,
which is great. I mean, her heart was in the right place. Adoption is, we need more of that in the world. That's just my little splice on that.
Just don't adopt someone that has
wait hold on, don't reveal that yet. So we find out that when they go to adopt, they find out that the girl Esther is very, very...
There's something wrong with her. She always wears like a choker thing, and chokers weren't cool. Were they cool in 2009?
I don't think so.
She wears like a cloth choker, and then she also wears, coverings on her wrist, and you don't really see what's the deal with that, but she won't let you touch them or take them off. She teaches another, her adopted or new brother how to kill a bird. Smashes this bird after he hits it. And so there's some, like, clearly something's up with Esther. She can play piano really well for some reason.
She's all also from, where is she from? It's not Russia. It's,
Russia.
Is it?
I think so.
She says she's from Russia, but it ends up being some place.
Somewhere where they talk like that. Sorry to all of our whatever country that is listeners. I apologize.
Anyway, so you start to find out that one of the girls is so cute, one of the daughters, but she's deaf or mute.
They prefer deaf.
Yes. So she's deaf, and so they all the family knows sign language. But obviously this girl, she can't speak up or anything like that. So she starts...
The little boy doesn't know it because he's a jerk.
That's true. Yeah, the little son's kind of a punk in this movie. But the younger girl, she starts to notice all these things that Esther's starting to do. And she starts to, like, nobody in the family believes... Well, does she? Would you say she does?
It's hard to tell if she looks up to her or if she's scared of her. It could be a mixture.
Yeah, I would say both. It's probably both. But Kate,
because Esther's nice to her. Esther doesn't really harm her.
She does. At least not try.
Well, not right away.
Yeah. So long story long, Kate, the mom, starts to realize all these different things that are happening, and nobody in the family believes her. Nobody's like, you come to find out that Esther is not from this place that they told her she was from.
She wants to send Esther back. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want her.
Yeah. And, I mean, with fair reason. I mean, Esther starts to abuse the family in a way that is unseen, but also...
Yeah. And she straight up murders a nun.
Yeah, it takes on its toll. So, you come to find out Esther is a horrible little girl, but...
Is she a little girl, Daniel?
I don't know. Maybe you should go watch the movie. So, she does numerous amounts of acts. She tries to kill the boy multiple times. Little boy. She tries
to burn him alive, right?
Yeah, she tries to burn him alive in his treehouse. She tries to kill the little deaf girl. She's in her car seat and she just puts the car in reverse and it just starts going downhill and it's
so
scary.
I don't think she was trying to kill her. I think at this point what she's trying to do is make the mom look bad. She's trying to get rid of the mom.
Yeah, that's true. Because
for
you find
one
out
very specific reason.
I mean, do we want to reveal this reason?
Let's just say it. Okay. If you haven't seen the movie or if you don't care, whatever. We're about to spoil it. She has a very real condition called proportional dwarfism.
Mm-hmm. That's what
it's
called.
So basically, she grows proportionally. So her proportions all make sense. So she looks like a little girl, but she's like 30.
Yeah. I think she's 35. 31 or 32, something like that.
She's old. But she has like fake teeth to make her teeth look like she's a little girl, and she wraps her chest with bandages, I believe.
Yeah, to kind of cover up her breasts.
Boobs.
Yep.
Oh. God. get a little blue here on the clean slate.
You said that a couple podcasts ago. We get a little blue here.
Just letting them know.
In reality, what she's trying to do is she's trying to groom the fathers. She gets into these families. She does.
Did you say she's trying to groom the fathers?
Yeah, she grooms them. So, like, she gets on their
side.
Right. She calls them daddy all the time.
She's like, daddy,
once
daddy,
she's
daddy,
turned,
daddy.
Nada. Once she's turned pretty much everybody against the mother and against each other, she, like, slips her way to, like, being cozy with the father.
The dad.
Yeah.
And she tries to, like, seduce this poor guy.
Yeah, and
while
he's just
drunk
stressed.
Because he thinks his wife is psycho.
Yeah.
And he's hammered out of his mind. And he's like, what the frick is happening?
He's like,
when he realizes something's not right.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's supposed to be 9 and she's trying to have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it must be hard, you know, to be 30 and look like that.
You gotta do something.
Let's be real.
Right.
Maybe don't murder a whole family.
Right.
Maybe work for the FBI.
So finally, everybody kind of believes Kate now because she, you know, is murdering these people and destroying this family to where at the very end, there's this big epic battle. And
it's great. It's really fun.
But I will say the creepy part in this movie is when the whole secret is revealed that she is 30 something.
Crazy.
And then she starts to change like the way that she looks.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like tries to look more adult, basically.
You start to see this demented person you thought was a sweet kid. And now it's just like this creepy.
Well, and
woman.
Then we get this great reveal that she uses blacklight art. To kind of hide what her true emotions are. And you see these drawings of herself in a normal
woman's body basically with the father. So you can kind of be like, oh, she has some kind of body dysmorphia, so her brain's just really messed up. So you do kind of feel bad for her, but she's just so wicked that you can't for very long.
And I think this movie does a really good job in, like, with the theme of the darkness kind of being always there. Like, I watched this on the big screen.
Yeah,
and I was just like, gosh, this movie is dark. Like, there's no break, really, in feeling like...
There's not much levity. The whole time I was watching with Alyssa, she's like, if something happens to the little girl, I'm going to freak out. Like, the whole, you really get worried because Esther, you can tell she's escalating.
Yeah.
Like, first she pushes that little girl off the playground, and then she kills the nun, and you're like, oh, crap, things are getting worse and worse, and... it reaches its bloody conclusion.
I'll probably give it about a 7.5 out of 10. Like, it's still a good movie. It's still worth a watch if you like the kind of classic horror films.
I'll give it a 3.5 out of 5.
We have these different ratings that we do, and they normally equal 10. Up.
I can't.
Yeah,
I don't think that way.
He's an anarchist. So, guys, that's Orphan. It's a good one. Give it a watch if you are in the mood for some creepy darkness in your life.
Don't adopt anyone.
No, okay, that's a horrible message.
I have an adopted sister, and she did not have this disease, thankfully.
That's true. I forget about her sometimes.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, I remember Destiny pushing me off the playground and then trying to kill me so many times.
But we just pushed her back.
Maybe she's 40.
That's true. Oh. Yeah.
I'm going to call her after to be like, you 40? Just be real. No, I do recommend this movie. It's not, like, overly scary. I think you'll be okay.
Yeah.
This is a good all-around scary movie. Like, I would recommend this to my mom. My mom would love this.
Okay, no. That's not true.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
I think she would scream a lot, you know.
Yeah.
But, okay, we got to say, the little girl, she's literally played by, like, a nine... I think she's... Yeah, she's played by, like, a nine-year-old. Anyways, guys, I just want to say thank you once again for listening to our podcast, subscribing... sending us emails, everything. We really appreciate it. And thank you. That was us talking about the film Orphan. Next week, as we've already kind of hinted at, we're going to watch Orphan First Kill. And we'll let you... Or that's tomorrow, not next week.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Tomorrow.
We're losing our minds.
We're about
31,
like,
movies, guys.
Yeah. I think we're 12 movies in so far, right? Or at the end of this recording, we'll be 12 movies in.
Yeah, so we'll... we'll see you guys tomorrow with Orphan First Kill. Thank you, guys. That's a clean slate.